We're turning our attention now to Kemper Arena. The arena was built in 1974 on the site of the former Kansas City Stockyards in the West Bottoms. In its heyday, Kemper was the home of teams from the NHL and NBA, college basketball's Final Four, major concerts like Elvis Presley, but now it sits mostly vacant. It hosts a few events like graduations, but ends up costing the city about $500,000 each year. And today we're joined by Steve Paul from the Kansas City Star to talk about Kemper and its future. Steve, welcome.
Thanks, Maria. Glad to be here.
Do you have any personal memories of Kemper Arena?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, you know, the greatest concert I ever saw was a Bruce Springsteen. I think it was 1985. He played for 3.5 hours, and it was, you know, phenomenal. It was one of those, you know, great moments. I saw Bob Dylan there. Not quite as good a show, but still momentous. I'm one of those people who actually saw some basketball and hockey down there. And, of course, I was on the staff of the Star at the time of the Republican National Convention in 1976, which was, you know, which was a big deal. I was not involved in the coverage per se, but it was, you know, a really interesting time.
Yeah, as someone who's relatively new to Kansas City, I've been here almost 10 years now, but, you know, I've never actually been to Kemper for anything. You know, in my time here, it's not been a place where people go that often.
Yeah, Kansas Cityans have mixed feelings about it, but it had a great run as an entertainment venue, and then of course everything changed 7 years ago, or a little more than 7 years ago, when the city decided we wanted a downtown arena, which essentially drove pretty much a stake in the heart of Kemper. Though, of course, we still have the American Royal Association, which operates its annual American Royal, you know, horse show and barbecue, which is another one of the great events of Kansas City that happens outside Kemper Arena, not inside. At the moment, why we're talking about this, the last couple of years, the American Royal has been pushing to essentially demolish the arena, have a new, smaller, more suitable multi-use building built, and so it can consolidate its operations and kind of move towards more of a year-round use for a new building and its other American Royal properties down there. There are competing visions that involve one developer has a fairly strong proposal that's being looked at, in which he envisions Kemper being somewhat renovated, but mainly used as a center for youth sports and recreation. And he throws out some big numbers, and some people see that as a very viable way to reuse the arena. The arena, of course, you know, one of the things when Sprint Center opened, of course, there's a non-compete clause. So, you know, you can't have another operator come in and decide they want to show, you know, do concerts. You know, so it's got a bit of an albatross for the city. But our editorial today in the Star, which raised the question, why isn't it, or is it possible to do both things, to allow the American Royal to build a building? There's plenty of land in the West Bottoms that may allow that to happen, and allow, let's say, another developer to take over Kemp Arena and preserve it. It's a very complicated local story because of the principals involved and the people and the long-term lease that the American Royal has with the city, and there are emotional issues and there are rational issues and pie in the sky issues, but there was also an architectural argument. One of the reasons this has heated up recently, it felt to me, I wrote a column a few weeks ago because it felt I felt some urgency happening. The arena has been nominated; it has begun the process for a historic register nomination.
Yeah, well, what does that mean for the arena? You know, you hear about stuff on the National Historic Register.
Right. Yeah, I mean, it doesn't historic register status will not necessarily save Kemper Arena, but it will allow a developer to receive, at least under current laws, some state and federal tax credits, which help in the financing of a project. So that aside from the symbolic label of historic status, it does accrue some financial advantage to a developer, but it doesn't necessarily prevent the arena from being scraped if that's what the ultimate decision is.
Well, I think a lot of people look at Kemper Arena and say that's architecturally significant. Mm-hmm. What is the significance of it?
Yeah, at the time it was built, a Chicago architecture firm, C.F. Murphy, which also participated in the design and creation of Bartle Hall, among other major projects. The building, Kemper, is kind of a space frame building, and that exoskeleton structure was a major kind of expression of engineering and modern to postmodern architecture at the time. In the nomination written by the architectural historian Elizabeth Rosen, she notes that this is really the only example of postmodern architecture in Kansas City. It's a striking building with those huge trusses, and some people don't get it. I tend to appreciate things like that, even though the building was modified, as everybody knows, and some people point to that as being a downtick, but I don't. In the mid 90s, there was some expansion, and this external glass front was added to the east entrance entryway was added to the east side of the building. I think it looks pretty good. I'm okay with that, and it doesn't change the uniqueness of the structure, which also was. Important because it created in a sports arena a column-free space that was kind of on the edge of that kind of engineering knowledge and experience that was beginning to spread around. Bartle is similar.
So no one had that obstructed view.
No obstructed view as you're watching whatever you're watching. Now, of course, nowadays the use might be different. There are some things that have to happen to create new uses. The developer, Steve Fouch, for example, talked about, the ceilings need to be lowered and new kind of configurations for basketball courts and volleyball courts and that kind of thing. And he envisions the concession ring around the arena as running tracks and lots of kind of fitness operations in the lower level of the building. There's some real, exciting possibilities for reusing it and saving this kind of important historic architectural structure.
I know the Star's editorial was why not do both with the renovating it into a sports complex and then also building
allowing
something
the relationship between the American Royal Association. The Kemper family, which was one of the principal contributors to 40 years ago when the arena was built, it's intricate, and it's Mariner Kemper, who is chairman both of the Kemper's banking operation and of the American Royal. He doesn't see much point in plowing lots of money into Kemper. I think he has no emotional, connection to the building anymore. He believes, that its day is done, and the American Royal needs a new facility. In my conversation with him recently, he didn't seem to be in a position to consider an alternative. I think there are signals, that I'm picking up on that maybe compromise can be found. In the coming months, and that's certainly my hope. West Bottoms is a reviving, urban district, kind of on the fringe of downtown. Some exciting things have been happening down there in recent years. If both of these things are allowed to happen and can coexist in space down there, which seems to be sufficient for lots of activities, then that just helps the district and it helps the city. And I think I'm just like I said, I'm hoping that the city and the parties involved will move toward that sort of compromise.
Well, and the American Royal really has a big say in it because they have this long, very long-term lease. They're, they've got about 3 decades left on it.
Yeah, their lease goes to 2045. It involves not just the building, but it's also Lot A, the big, you know, the big parking lot on the east side. You know, there's a buyout, you know, they also have right of first refusal in terms of deciding, you know, if the city decides it wants to do something else with the arena, then, the Royal Association, automatically gets about $12.5 million, as a credit for the money that, that the, you know, Kempers and, the Association put into the building, early on.
So where does this all go from here?
Well, I think there's a lot of backroom negotiating right now. I think it's on the city leaders to guide, you know, the parties who are looking for action towards compromise. I mean, I think the city could end up bending over and just saying it's too hard and we'll spend $6.5 million and let the American to demolish the arena and let the American Royal, you know, have what it wants. But I think, and again, I'm hoping that a more rational approach might be worked out in the coming months that allows both things to happen.
Well, Steve Paul, I'd like you to thank you for being our guest today.
Thanks, Maria.
And you can subscribe to our podcast, hear this conversation again, or access any of our previous shows from kcur.org/Central Standard. Tune in tomorrow as we get a preview of the Oscars with the movie critics. Up to Date is next with a look at being Muslim or Jewish in Christian America. Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton, Christy Garten, with Kate Baxendale. I'm Maria Carter. This is KCUR.